Bezat Hashem, this is Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's episode is entitled, Diamonds and Difficulties. Who of us doesn't have difficulties or a major trouble in life? We all do. That's part of the truth in this world. But today, God willing, we're going to look at our difficulties from a different angle. Because when we do, we'll see something precious that we never saw before. Let me preface by telling you about a holy tzaddik for whom I have tremendous regard. His name is Rabbi Avram Dov of Avarich of Sacred and Blessed Memory, and he was rabbi in Zhytomyr, Ukraine, before he moved to Tzfat in the early 1800s because he had so much love for Eretz Yisrael. He was a student of the Holy Rebbes, Rabbi Nachum of Chernobyl, and Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. Rabbi Avram Dov of Avarich is also known as the Bat Ayin because of the famous Hasidic book he wrote. Well, he lived through unspeakable hardships in Sfat back then, Arab marauders and their Turkish tyrants, a major earthquake that destroyed his home, unspeakable poverty and deprivation, and a terrible plague that finally took his life in 1841. My favorite quote of his is, "Anyone who believes that all the events in his or her life are the product of Hashem's divine providence brings compassion from the upper world down to this world." We know, beloved brothers and sisters, if the Bat Ayin said it, it's a sign check that you can depend on. I converted the Bat Ayin's quotation into a small but powerful prayer that is very effective in times of trouble and difficulties. Here it is, and I'll post it, God willing, on Emunah Beams blog that you could find at brodyhealth.com, so you could print it out and use it for yourself. So the prayer goes like this: Master of the world, I believe with a full and complete belief that my difficulties, troubles, and challenges, particularly the one that I'm facing right now, are from you and a result of your precision divine providence that never makes mistakes, for you, Hashem, are perfection. Although I might not know why I'm suffering this difficulty, I believe with full and complete belief that you love me and that you're giving me this challenge for the very best. Please, Father in heaven, as I willfully accept this tribulation, please willfully accept my prayer for, now plug in the blank, whatever you want to ask for. And you'll see that if you believe that Hashem feels your pain and is right there with you, sharing your pain, you're going to see big miracles. Now open up your book of Psalms to Psalm 91, verse 15, and recite it. Because when Hashem refers to your prayer and he says, "He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and bring him to honor." That's a signed check from King David. King David just told you in the name of Hashem that Hashem is going to be with you in your time of trouble, and he's going to rescue you, and he's going to bring you to honor. What does bring to honor? It means from the dumps that you're down into, Hashem is going to uplift you. Now, I'm going to share with you, to back up what we just said, an amazing story that I witnessed firsthand. There was this attractive and talented young Israeli lady, and she had everything going for her, but she just couldn't seem to find a husband in the secular world. So eventually, she made shuv at age 28, but another 8 years passed, and she hadn't found a husband yet. She was always 36. Finally, she was introduced to a divorced guy with similar values to her, and they got married, and she was 37 already. But the one catch was a great guy, but the divorced guy had a son from his first marriage that was 14 years old, and not an easy lad at that. So during the honeymoon, the 7 days of Shevet Brochas, the young couple spent 7 lovely days alone, while relatives took care of the husband's son. But the day after the Shevet Brochas was over, the 14-year-old moved in with daddy and his new bride. And guess what? The 14-year-old was a bedwetter. Every morning, the new bride, in her first marriage that she dreamed of for years, had to change a bed with urine-soaked sheets. Even in the middle of the cold Jerusalem winter, she had to open the windows of her apartment and freeze while trying to air out the stench in the apartment. Well, she dreamt of a romantic relationship and a nice little nest with her husband, newly acquired aspiring Torah scholar, but instead she got stench and soaked sheets. One morning, while changing the sheets, and she just couldn't hold back the tears anymore, and she cried until the dikes of her emotions cracked into a sobbing flow of tears, and she looked up in the sky and she called out, "Father in heaven, I know that my suffering is from you, and I know that I might not have deserved a husband, but you in your mercy gave me my soulmate. But this is so very hard for me, Hashem, changing these repulsive wet sheets of a 14-year-old. I accept this because it's from you, and I know it couldn't happen otherwise. But Father in heaven, please have mercy on me, just as I'm changing the sheets of my husband's child from a different woman. Enable me to change the diapers of my husband's child that comes from me." And she cried her eyes out. Well, I can't remember when I ever heard a more powerful and moving prayer. At any rate, the young woman became pregnant very soon, only a few months after the chuppah, at age 37, and she gave birth to a beautifully healthy first child at age 38. Well, let me tell you something, beloved brothers and sisters. It really works. With the Bat Ayin's promise and the prayer we taught you, you could turn your difficulty into a priceless diamond. By the way, do you know how diamonds are formed? They don't come from coal like people tell us when we're little school kids, but they come from carbonate rocks like limestone and dolomite that undergo tremendous heat of 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit under the Earth's surface and tremendous pressure that you can't find anywhere except under the Earth's surface. And that's why they're so rare, because there are only few places under the Earth's surface where a diamond can be formed. You know what that means? It means that if you're under huge pressure and if you're taking unbearable heat in your life, it means that Hashem is using you to produce a diamond. Don't forget that, because without the difficulty, there's no diamond. So may Hashem grant you your heart's wishes for the very best. Amen. God bless.